The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Sell! Sell it all! I can't log in!
I'm staying in a hotel at the moment because my house has been rewired complete top to bottom, and I got up this morning, sat in the toilet, I looked at my phone, and it said US stocks plunge in highly volatile trading Monday, and apparently it's Dow Jones Industrial fell by the biggest ever one day fall. I thought, what? Really? What? Nicola, yeah. Are you panicking?
No.
No. No. Go on.
But you know, everybody got far too complacent in stocks. They really had, like, I look at daily sentiment readings, and you know, normally above 80 is a sell signal, and these have been well above 90. You know, people are just, because all last year stocks just went up without any really decent pullbacks, and I think people panicked. Nobody's seen a move like this. Yeah. And yeah, we saw follow through in Asia. For me, though, a lot of stock indexes are on levels where I think we see a bounce now. And so I'm not terribly bearish, but I do think we'll see one more leg lower before the correction's over.
Yeah.
I think some indexes like the DAX have made important highs, and I don't see a new high in the DAX for a while. But US stock indexes, not the Dow Jones, but the NASDAQ and the S&P, I think that they have room to retest the highs maybe and a marginal new high. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see.
It is. We haven't had a correction since the Brexit vote. And we've risen a long time since then. So we are due it. And apparently corrections in bull markets can be a bit more sort of jumpy and further the fall because obviously you are going higher. But to me, as a longer-term investor, that's where I am. I'm not a trader. This is a top-up op for me. If you've done research is on companies. I bought some stock today because last week I couldn't buy any stock. In fact, Upland Resources, I bought some stock. I couldn't buy any because they announced a deal last week. It was run about 2p. I mean, by the day, you know, sub 1.7. So I think, excellent. That's fine. That's good for me. So it's an opportunity for there. So I just think, you know, there's opportunities there. But what about Bitcoin? Because that's now down, what, $6,500 for Bitcoin. Ethereum is at 650 as well. So what do you reckon on those, Nick? Check out Bitcoin. Where's the support there?
I just wanted to say before we go there, actually, if you look at the FTSE, then I've just got my FTSE chart up. Yeah. We are testing the 2015 highs, which is a really important support and resistance level. Those 2015 highs were the highs again in 2016, and they were the lows at the start of 2017 in January and again in April. And also, you can draw a trend line in the FTSE from the lows at the start of 2016, and we're just testing that line. So there is pretty important support here in the FTSE. I'm not saying it's not going to break later. It might break later, but for now, it's pretty good support.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
that's my daily chart of the FTSE. So let's go on to Bitcoin. I'm sorry. So Bitcoin. Now, very often Bitcoin has been following stocks lower. You know, particularly I find it really correlated with the NASDAQ. And so although we held the support that I was looking for it to hold, kind of last line in the sand around 6,600 last night, and we closed above it with a little bit of a bounce, we had a proper squeeze lower overnight in Asia. Now, if we hold below sort of 6,900, I think that the risk is that we'll continue lower. And if we continue lower, it's going to be to 4,200. But otherwise, I think a close above 6,900 today will be a bullish reversal for Bitcoin, and I'm still looking for a big bounce higher.
Lovely.
Now, I was looking for 10,000. I think 9,300 is more important resistance. I brought it down a bit, but
what is it? What are you saying?
9,300 and then 12,900 are the two upside levels I'm looking for in Bitcoin.
Cool. All right. And what did you say then? Sort of. Do you know what? I'm taken aback a second. I just looked at my portfolio there. I've got one stock in green. I got one green stock.
Don't look at your portfolio.
No, I was just checking. I haven't had one all morning. Yeah. In it's all been red. And I just checked then, and one is EVRH. I thought, hang on, I refreshed the page to make sure it wasn't a mistake. And then no, it is EVRH is in green. So sorry, Bitcoin.
But there's potential for Bitcoin to see a decent bullish reversal here. But initially, I want to see 6,900. That says to me that we found support and we're going to try higher. And then above 7,900, which is the 200 moving average, then I'll say happy days. I think we are going to go higher. So above 7,900, resistance at 9,300 and target 12,900 in Bitcoin.
Marvellous. All right, Nick, well, let's go into some other bits here. So we've got, what else is there we're looking at? First one is Asia Met Resources. They've announced some more high mineralisation grades at BKZ in Indonesia there. And they're swimming in mineralisation by the sounds of it, all around them. But ARS is the ticker. ARS, what do you reckon?
ARS is in a bullish pennant, and it's been in a bullish pennant since last November, trading sideways underneath the resistance level at 11.4. So I've got two support levels. It's either going to be a bullish pennant, which is like a triangle pattern, and we're going to hold support at 8.6. And if we don't, and we make a bullish flag, then we're going to see one more push lower to 6.82 and the 200-day moving average, and then I expect a strong rally from there. So one of those two support levels will hold. If it's going to be the higher one, I think that we'll see some sideways trading while we wait for this 200-day moving average to catch up a bit more, and then I'm looking for a swing high. My target is 17.6 for this next move higher. So more than double, but we need to just be a little bit patient.
Wow, 17%. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Ferrum Crescent. I wrote a blog about these in the weekend. I sent it out yesterday because I had to recheck it. Because I was Sunday night, I was trying to read it. My eyes were tired. I couldn't do it. So FCR, now they've just done a maiden joke resource. And if you look at the size of this resource, compared to their market cap, it's ridiculous. Their market cap is sub 4 million. Now this resource, a peer group bought a company with a similar resource recently for $403 million. Their market cap is 4 million. Less than the 4 million. And so it's ridiculous. I mean, they're very undervalued. To be fair, they didn't have a joke resource until recently, so not many people knew how big the resource is. Plus, they've got another asset as well. But and there's also a boardroom change. So what do you reckon, FCR? I did publish my blog yesterday, and the stock did fly up a bit. But what do you reckon, Nicola?
I love it. You know, if we look back to 2016, we got above the 200 moving average. We came back to test support, but we couldn't hold it. We couldn't sustain it, and we fell back down again, and the downtrend continued. This time, though, we've got above this 200-day moving average in a pretty decent impulsive move, and we've held on higher. Not only that, we've pulled the other moving averages. I'd like this to have a really decent attempt at continuing higher. My first target, though, is going to be 50% of this last swing lower. So that's from the 2016 highs, and I'm going to pull it down to here, and we'll see where that is. But for now, I think this is great. You know, whenever you can buy a stock that's bullish and holding on around the 200-day moving average like this, it's a really positive sign. So my first target for this stock is back to 0.215 in Ferrum Crescent.
Marvellous. Okay, next one is Harland's Natural Resources. They announced their East Denver wells hit 100,000 barrels of production. I don't know what period I'll have to read that, but HNR, Nick, on the chart, what do you reckon?
HNR sitting on really good support at about 21.30. If this can hold and we can see a nice bullish reversal here, then it's got a bit of a ways to go because, you know, it's been in a sideways range. But I like it back to 37 and then resistance at 47. And if we can break and make a proper bullish reversal, target is 65 for this one.
65, lovely, all right.
I know, but the first confirmation you'll have that it's going higher is above 27.5. Until then, the risk is we just can keep going sideways. So that will be your like first alert above 27.5.
Lovely. Okay, next one is Vast Resources. This is a request, VAST, popular stock. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Okay, so you know how I like to draw a 236 fib and say that's the kind of bull bear line. In this stock, we've gone a little bit higher and then keep stalling. It's like there's sellers around 0.66. When I go back to the opening, I'm looking at a weekly chart in the video here. When you look at the daily chart, the opening price for this stock was 0.66, and every time we come back there, out come the sellers. So we really need a daily or a weekly close above 0.66, and then this one will rock and roll to 0.93 and then 1.18. Now on this pullback, we're trading sideways. We haven't collapsed and rolled over the way we have before, but I think if we do make a bigger ABC pullback, the support is at 0.38. Stop selling it there, people. Stop.
So yeah, that'll do it. All right, and last one is Vesarion VRS. A bit of a fall day. I think these stocks are coming off a little bit. They started off a lot of time. The market makers are just marking it down. There's not a lot of volume there, just sentiment, and people are marking them down a little bit. So VRS has gone below a pound, but recently Neil's been appointed, or the board there's been appointed to the U.S. National Graphene Advisory Board, which is quite good. And Neil's on the podcast answering investor questions very soon. So what do you reckon VRS, Nicola?
Yeah, VRS didn't quite tag my target level. I think there's room to go upside, but obviously we're a little bit overstretched and we're in a correction on a weekly. If we come down to a daily, let's come down to a daily chart and see where our support is here. Now, for now, we've had a sharp swing lower. We've retested the highs from December and we've rallied. If we stay and we close above 94, that's the daily 20 moving average, then we're going to hold on and keep going higher. If not, I think maybe one more little push lower and we'll fill the gap, you know, from the start of the month and the daily 50 moving average around 73. But it looks pretty good. It's pretty bullish at the moment and it's staying in an uptrend. So no reason to doubt that it doesn't keep going higher. 125, we're at 95 now. 125 is the next fib resistance.
Cool. And your group that you with crypto charting on your Facebook group there, what is it? facebook.com/NickTrades.
Yes.
Are many people panicking about this crypto sell-off?
No, we were expecting a sell-off since December, really. Oh, before Christmas, we were expecting profit-taking. You know, at that time, listen, no. At that time, nobody would have believed me if I'd have said we're going to 6,000. I had no idea that we were going to come back that far, but I did think we would see some profit-taking. No, we're getting ready to buy.
Nicola's little clever group, we all knew this was coming. Oh, yes.
No, we didn't.
No, yeah, we saw this way off.
No, we had no idea it was going to come back.
No, we saw this miles off.
Because
we saw
some people decided to hodl, so that wasn't good.
Yeah. So Bitcoin now, the market cap, it's a bargain. It's only 112 billion. The market cap, the value of Bitcoin. Ethereum is 63 billion. Well, that's a bargain. Ripple is 25 billion and Bitcoin Cash is 14 billion. By the way, didn't someone copy it? I saw, talk about panic. I saw your tweet yesterday in capitals. Someone has hacked my account. And then it went
someone
mad.
Someone hacked my, they didn't hack our account, but they pretended to be me and said, only 5 places in the group left, send your money here. And a couple of people did. Oh. You know, we've given them free membership, obviously. Okay. But I just can't believe that Twitter allow it.
No, I know. But what I laughed at was in capitals, someone's hacked my account, shouting. Like the next tweet was, someone's just copied my account. Can you just block this person? Capitals, the second one was.
James tweeted that. James tweeted that for me.
James, running to the door, panicking. That made me laugh.
I know. And I got quite a hard time for that. And they were like, you noob, you know. And anyway, I'm not a Twitter noob. Let me put it.
Quick, panic!
Panic!
By the way, if you want to see the video of these charts, go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely. Thanks, Nicola.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Okay. Let's see if we can stabilise.
Yeah, exactly. All right then, bye-bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.